This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and what a week it's been indeed. My name is Michael Harrison, and Doug Steffen's taking this weekend off. So I am in the anchor chair, I guess. And a very, very good friend of all things Doug Steffen Radio and all things radio, Joe Crummy, who's one of the legendary talk show hosts, I would say, of the past quarter century, and who's heard now on the podcast Evil Thoughts. He is the co-pilot, at least for the first half of the hour. So, Joe, it's great to work with you.
Michael, it's great to be on the air with you. And where is Dog Boy? He's suspiciously absent today. What's going on with Dog?
Only Kara Schillen knows that, and I don't know whether or not she's at liberty to speak.
What's the reveal?
He's in the secret depths of somewhere in Italy. I couldn't tell you exactly where.
Do they have secret depths in Italy? That's interesting. There must be
I think he's trying his hardest to find them. I don't know if there really are, but he's looking.
Well, we'll work our way through the top 10 stories without the benefit of Doug. I don't know how we'll stay on track without his able guidance, but I think, Joe, you and I'll be able to create some kind of a reasonable facsimile of a radio show. Here are the 10 biggest stories in terms of conversation on talk stations, just like the one you're listening to, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. Let's run through them real quick here. I'll tell them to you, Joe, and then let's pick and choose and analyze what we'd like. At number 10, we have the World Series that just concluded and National Football League ratings and the deadline trades. So a lot of sports at number 10. Now, and I just want to mention, that's sports talk on news talk stations, not sports talk stations. So it always there's a lot of sports even on stations that are not specifically sports talk. At number 9, we have the Iran missile threats. At number 8, what is basically described as positive economic news? I have questions about that. Number 7, North Korea's nuke program. That's a big story always, obviously. Number 6, and it could be number 1 based on how you look at it or what moment you're listening, the sexual assault cases now called the Weinstein effect. That's at number 6. Number 5, the GOP tax reform bill that is taking center stage in terms of conversation in Washington. Number 4, the Clinton Democratic National Committee takeover. Number 3, the Uranium One deal. Number 2, the New York City terror attack and the president's response to it. And number 1, the Mueller investigation and indictments that have come down. On the people survey, we have Kim Jong-un at 10, Kevin Spacey at number 9, and he could be a lot higher. At number 8, Paul Ryan. Number 7, Jeff Sessions. Number 6, Donna Brazil and Bernie Sanders. Number 5, Hillary and Barack. Number 4, John Kelly. At number 3, the trio of Paul Manafort, Rick Gates, and George Papadopoulos. Number 2, Robert Mueller. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there you have it. Quite a week, Joe, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Donald Trump, of course, at the top. You know, I'm very pro-Trump, and it makes a lot of people nervous when we talk about that. You know what I like about what you just said, though, Michael, is you were able to pronounce George Papadopoulos really perfectly. It flowed trippingly off your tongue. I was amused this week, the day that those indictments were handed down by Robert Mueller. I don't know if I'm switching around on the topics here too fast, or I'm going right to number one here, but it was funny to watch everybody try to pronounce the name all day long, Papadopoulos. It took at least 24 hours.
Came to mind was George Stephanopoulos.
That's exactly right. What's that guy, Milo Yiannopoulos, too? I was thinking about a little funny song that we could have done that day with the.
These are names of Greek origin, I believe.
That's right.
And I love that Greek suffixes, opolis, metropolis.
Metropolis, there you go.
It sounds opolis. It's kind of cool sounding. Papadopoulos.
I like the way it sounds, but it took most people in the meeting. It was funny just to watch them all afternoon stumble over trying to get it right. Plus, his name is George, so you keep thinking it's George Stephanopoulos, but it's not. It's George Papadopoulos, and there is a difference.
Yeah, there is a huge difference.
Yeah. You'd rather be George Stephanopoulos, right?
Now you said something very interesting, and I'm gonna take a book from the page of Doug and just go wherever the interest lies, rather than try to do a Casey Kasem type countdown here. You said you're a big fan and a big supporter of Trump in terms of your work. What is your biggest fear as a supporter of Trump?
Well, that maybe the investigation is right and that there really was collusion that Trump knew about. I mean, I would worry about that, that what they say about him is true. Don't you think that as a Trump person, that's what I would worry about? I think I know where you're going, though, because are you going to say that in light of all this Kevin Spacey stuff, see, I know the evil mind of Michael Harrison, too, as well. I know you have evil. I know you have evil thoughts. Is this where you're going?
No, I'm not.
I know you, Michael. I'm not going.
I wonder because I am not a fan of Donald Trump, but I'm not a fan of Barack Obama. I'm not a fan of politicians. I am such a loner in the spectrum of ideology out there on talk radio. I'm just extremely iconoclastic when it comes to politics. As a result, I've been able to be the publisher and editor of Talkers Magazine for 27 years and not, destroy myself with half of our readership or more than half.
Right. I get that. See, I don't look, though, at Trump as right or left anyway. I see him as an independent agent. That's why I like him so much. And I know that he ran as a Republican, but I'll tell you this, just personally, that had Hillary been a Republican, I think that Mr. Trump would have just as easily run as a Democrat. That's what I think. He needed a party.
That's a pretty smart remark. I'd like to pick up on that, because if you take away the labels and you take away the reputations and you take away all the politics and you judge people by what they do and not what they say, you'll find that some of these conservatives are liberals and some of these liberals are conservatives, and it ain't exactly the way we think it is when you do the black and white categorical thinking. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Joe Crummy with you, and it is 13 after the hour.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Did you know nearly 29 million Americans have diabetes? Hi, I'm California State Senator Josh Newman, and this November is National Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have type 2 diabetes, you're at risk for complications, including an increased risk for heart disease. In fact, people with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or even die. Please talk to your doctor about screening for diabetes and heart disease. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
15 after the hour is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and Joe Crummy is in the chair that I usually occupy with Doug Steffen, who is on a world tour. And, yes, he figured if Donald Trump could go on a world tour, so will he. And I assume he'll be back next week. Before the break, Joe, we were talking about how irregular all of these party categories are when you really look at it under the microscope, or just look at it without the veil of bias. And Hillary could have easily been a Republican, as you pointed out. Donald Trump won the nomination, I think, as a Democrat against the 17 other candidates or so that he ran against. He took on the Bushes. He sounded like the opposition. And the same thing is going on the Democratic Party side. Look at all of this stuff now with Elizabeth Warren claiming that Hillary had it rigged, and Bernie Sanders is still out there. I think it's good that the old black and white thinking about the left-right paradigm is being shuffled, and I agree with you that Trump is not a party guy.
Right, and I kind of like the fact that, and I know my Republican friends are going to hate me for this, but I like the fact that Trump is kind of blurring those lines, even maybe obliterating those lines, that when he was told, listen to this, that Mr. Trump, President Trump was told, I believe it was by either Speaker Ryan or else Mitch McConnell over in the Senate, that they said to him, you're not going to get anything done this fall. You're not even going to get, all you're going to get done is basically we're going to fight about funding the United States government. And Mr. Trump said, oh, really? I'm going to call up Mr. Schumer, Senator Schumer, and I'm going to make a deal with them. One of the smartest things that Trump has done was to go and appeal to Chuck Schumer and say, let's get the deal done on funding the government through Christmas. Let's get that done. Had he not done that, the money would not have been available for Houston. The money would not have been available for Florida. And he would have been pilloried on that. And he was told, that's too bad. That's the way it's going to be. And he said, I don't think so. Get me Chuck Schumer on the phone. I think it's a smart move.
Yeah. So obviously, Trump is very, very independent. And back to the question I asked you as a Trump supporter, what do you worry about?
Yeah.
The issue is not partisan as much as what about all the other stuff? Don't you wish that he didn't come with all that baggage, that personality, character baggage?
To what do you refer?
The presidential aspect of it, the incendiary way in which he deals with people, the tweets,
I love that stuff. See, that's the thing. I love that stuff. Love that he steps up and says, hey, that terrorist guy, New York City, death penalty. I love that kind of stuff. He's emoting for us, and I understand he's the president, but I did not understand the media. Was it yesterday or the day before? It's like, oh my God, he's going to compromise the case of this terrorist guy in New York City. We won't get a conviction. I'm thinking, if you can't convict an admitted terrorist in the United States in 2017, we got bigger problems than that. I am just thrilled the president speaks like that.
Yeah,
and I know he's not for everybody, Michael. I understand that. There's some people that just it's not presidential to them. And to them, I say, you're right. I like it. It's different. It's new.
Well, that it certainly is. And to echo your point, Nixon on a number of cases said very, very knee-jerk emotional responses to things.
Clinton, I think it was Charles Manson. Right. Didn't Nixon
Charles
say
Manson,
something
yeah.
during the Charles Manson thing?
He retracted it. He even said, I shouldn't have done that.
He should have doubled down, Michael. He said, no, put this guy away. He's crazy.
Nixon actually retracted his statement, which, of course, I don't know. I don't know what's it's out there. I don't know how you could retract it, but that's neither here nor there. But I just find the entire situation with this Trump presidency, its relationship to the media and to public conversation, to be fascinating. I was recently asked, Joe, whether or not I thought Trump is good for talk radio, and this is the talk radio countdown show, so we do go behind the curtain a little bit. And I said, from a non-political standpoint, just from a business standpoint, Trump has generated so much content, so much conversation, and so many reasons for people to listen to talk radio that he's been one of the best things that ever happened to this business. Whether he's one of the best things that ever happened to the country and world, we will eventually find out. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. It's Michael Harrison with Joe Crummy, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're looking back at a crazy week. But then again, that's almost cliched at this point. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug has taken the weekend off, and I'm with Joe Crummy. Joe Crummy is a legendary talk show host of some of the biggest stations, and the host of the Evil Thoughts Podcast. The Evil Thoughts Podcast, you've been doing that for a while. I understand it's very popular, Joe. What's the story with it?
You know, what I like about it is that we're coming off our biggest month, Michael, and I'm thrilled I started doing it. I think we went up the last week of March. It's like anything else, though, that what I love about podcasts, and that's the reason why we call it Evil Thoughts, is you have the freedom, right, to do whatever you want. And I like that about the podcast. But the other thing about it is, though, it's all about work. It's 7 days a week. You never get a day off. Like, Doug has earned the week off, apparently. Doug gets the week, and he goes to Italy. When you're starting a business, there's no days off. Sunday doesn't count. It's another work day. So is Saturday. And then there's Monday after that, and it never stops. And you wear all the hats. I think you know that yourself, Michael, as an entrepreneur. I never knew that about business. I always worked, as you said, for the major broadcast corporations, whether it be, and the big names that you know, and the biggest stations across the United States on the West Coast, KABC and KFI in New York City, WABC, all this kind of stuff. And it's only when you start to work on your own when you realize how much work it really is to establish anything.
It also gives you some insight as to why, and again, folks, this is a little behind-the-scenes conversation, but that's part of what this show is about. It gives you a little insight, Joe, as to why sales departments don't always like the talent. And the talent, you know,
oh, those sales guys, they shove this commercial down my throat, and all they want is money, and blah, 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 blah.
And the sales guys say they think the talents are prima donnas that don't realize how hard it is to generate the revenue to make these wheels turn.
I think we're both right, and that's what there's that tension that was always there in the business, always.
Yeah, definitely. So, hey, I applaud you. I think it's great. You said something else that does a lot of work. One of the things that marks media today is that you can't, I guess the cliche, the phrase is you can't phone it in. In the older days, before it became as fractionalized and the world became as noisy, you could go on a radio station and or a TV station and do the format and just ride it out and sound okay. Today, there is so much competition for attention that you have got to provide something interesting for the audience every single second or they won't stay. And that's a huge difference. And that's something I'm sure that you're facing in filling a podcast every day with evil thoughts that are worthy of sharing.
Well, you know what it is, I mean, to me, the big challenge every day is insight. Okay, because everybody can say, yes, there was a terror attack in New York City. Yes, everybody can say, gee, I heard about, the World Series last night. I know who won the game. But what, this is what I think about on my Evil Thoughts podcast. What can I tell you that you're not going to get from anybody else? What kind of insight can I bring to you so that when you listen to the Evil Thoughts podcast, you're done after 18 minutes, you feel like you're equipped for the day, you've heard some stuff, and you've got some insight into what's going on that you're not going to get elsewhere. That, to me, is the challenge every day. And I can't tell you, Michael, how many times I'm sitting around. I know all the news. I have it all in front of me. I'm looking at it. I got it so it's flowing trippingly off the tongue. But what am I going to tell you about it?
Joe, you are absolutely right. That is the key to being successful today, is to have an original insight, an original thought, to be a primary source that other people can parrot. Joe Crummy, it was a pleasure working with you this first half of the Talk Radio Countdown show. Evil Thoughts, the podcast, available where podcasts are out there on the internet. See you soon. Quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Countdown show with Steve Wiseman joining me.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Radio Countdown Show, and it is Songs Doug, whatever songs mean. I always wonder about that word. I mean, without. It's Michael Harrison here in the anchor chair, and joining us for the rest of the hour is a person who is well known to the Talk Radio Countdown Show audience, as well as talk radio audiences across the country, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Esquire. Steve Wiseman is, of course, an attorney. He is a Bentley University professor. He is the webmaster of Scamicide.com that fights evil every day, and he's even a Talkers Magazine editor. So I know Steve, and Steve, thank you for consenting to work with me today.
Oh, always my pleasure. This is work. This is fun.
This is fun. We went through the entire list of subjects out there, and they go from the World Series all the way to the Mueller investigation. There was a New York City terror attack that's there, Uranium One, Clinton's DNC takeover, the GOP tax reform bill, North Korea's nukes, economic news seems positive, Iran is in there, and all kinds of other various and sundry items of interest. But the one that I would think, kind of is of interest to you from a legal standpoint, because it involves the workplace, it involves accusations, it involves the thin line between bad conduct and criminality. Are these sexual assault cases commonly referred to now as the Weinstein effect? What's your take on it?
Well, you know, first of all, it's I'm very saddened. Saddened that this is such a problem, and a problem that has been with us so long standing that people, you know, didn't feel like they could come forward previously. Now, when you look at it from a legal standpoint, is you know, are the courts going to get involved? And there are already some investigations being done, particularly in regard to Weinstein in England, in New York, and why those are those places are particularly noteworthy is that in those particular instances and jurisdictions, there is no statute of limitations on sex crimes. One of the reasons you have statute of limitations is because it becomes increasingly difficult to get evidence and prove a crime after a long time has gone by. And to a great extent, when you're talking about these kinds of sexual harassments, the evidence is at this point he said, she said. But it certainly is something that will be going on. There will be the possibilities of some criminal charges, and it'll be interesting to see where that happens. One of the things I thought was very interesting this week, and we saw this happen with the Bill Cosby allegations. The allegations brought by many of the women that ended up in court were technically not for sexual assault, because unfortunately, again, the statute of limitations had run on most of those. However, where there has been a significant number of lawsuits has been accusing Cosby of libel. And what Cosby did was said that the women who indicated that they had non-consensual sex with him were liars, and that was tantamount to him calling them people who were just making this up. It's defaming them, and that became a cause of action. Now, frankly, when asked about this week in similar situations, the allegations against Donald Trump, the president, his response was that every one of the women, and he has said this before during the campaign, every one of the women who made allegations about improper sexual advances by him were also lying. And so now you have the issue of possible libel suits, and I think those are very much in the works. And interestingly enough, even when you have something that may not rise to a level of a sexual assault in the allegations of, against the president, the allegations of some lesser level sexual improprieties or come-ons that might even not be actionable by law may well be the basis of a libel suit. So the courts may be busy again with Mr. Trump.
It's as you're speaking, I'm realizing there's so many different angles to this umbrella of complaint. One could be, you know, labor laws that, you know, sexual harassment by a superior over a subordinate. One could be just improper behavior on a date where you're just a nasty, creepy person and someone doesn't like you, that you say something, you know, insulting or suggestive and you know, basically it's just improper behavior or somebody just doesn't like you. And then there's a whole other aspect to this, and that is actual assault, rape. That's not harassment. That's a punishable crime. And it's all being lumped together. I would imagine you being, you know, a legal scholar, you probably go, whoa, you don't have it right. It's an awful lot of stuff under the same umbrella of conversation, isn't it?
It is, and you know, that's one of the big issues here is sex. But okay, there are levels of what is the offense here. Years and years ago, in a galaxy far far away in law school, we were taught about a particular judge, Judge Magruder, and there was a woman who was offended when a suggestion was made to her in regard to a sexual suggestion, and the judge went on record as saying there's no harm in the asking. Well, that's not necessarily so today, and it depends on the manner in which it is asked, who is asking it, and under what circumstances and what context. So, you know, some might say, well, you know, this is just too highly regulated. But, you know, frankly, these harassment laws and sexual crimes are in there for very good reasons. And this is something that the courts have a legitimate right to look into.
Do you think this is something inherent to the way men are wired, that most of these cases are men, or do you think it's just circumstantial that men have most of power positions? If we lived in an alternate universe where women suddenly had the powerful jobs, do you think that this could be? I mean, this is kind of an esoteric question, but
well, not necessarily. My chuckle was. And this is probably, and you know so much about me, you probably, this is, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. That is back in the late 1970s, I wrote an article for Penthouse Magazine about sexual harassment of men by women in the workplace. And once again, the issue was, as you alluded to, it was a one of power. And women in power positions exerting that for sexual purposes. Now, you know, frankly, I do think there may be differences in the male-female makeup, but I also think that the differences between people in power positions aren't that great. And so, yes, in my research at the time, it was very hard to get people generally to take it seriously when a man was going to be sexually harassed by a woman's superior. But yes, there were ample instances of it, and I often thought that there were fewer just because there were fewer women in positions of power.
Fascinating. We're going to continue this conversation. I'm Michael Harrison. Doug's taking the weekend off. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and we're with attorney Steve Wiseman. More coming your way in just a moment.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Computer, execute 12.4P operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night, night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you believe you are what you eat, then consider the link between food and your health. Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, it may not be possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food alone. Dr. Catherine Sharif.
Case in point. Every human has a basic nutritional need for omega-3 fatty acids, but the body can't create them on its own. Known to help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease and support brain, joint, and eye health, omega-3s are found in fatty fish such as salmon, sardines, and mackerel. But the reality is most people aren't consuming enough through diet alone.
Even those who choose to get their O3 through supplements may be confused about what to look for. That's something the Global Nutrition and Health Alliance, GNHA, is working to change by educating consumers and healthcare professionals alike about optimal nutrition and the use of vitamins, minerals, and supplements. For more info, go to globalnutritionhealth.org.
Here from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A Wisconsin hardware store owner could no longer stay in business, so he sold his building, liquidated his inventory, and closed up shop. Then he got a $510 fine for not having a permit to go out of business. Regulation fees and permits make it difficult enough to stay in business. But in Milwaukee, Boston, Albany, and hundreds of other cities, you also need a permit to close your business. They require an itemized inventory of all equipment and supplies every day the business is selling anything, along with a percentage of the revenue as a fee. A look through the lens of liberty reveals no legitimate reason for what one writer calls the sayonara tax. Businesses fail for various reasons, but do they really need government to drive the last nail in the coffin?
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
45 minutes past the hour, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Michael Harrison with Steve Wiseman this week. Doug taking the program off this week. He'll be back next week. The number one story of the week on Talk Radio, and just barely, because it's been a hodgepodge of major, major stories that dominated conversation in the moments of their breaking or the aftermath thereof, such as the New York City terror attack. But the Mueller investigation and the indictments is just gigantic. And I get the impression, I am not a lawyer, but I get the impression that this is the tip of an iceberg and that Mueller means business. Steve Wiseman, what aspects of this, being such a legal mind, is not getting across to the public, or what light can you shed on this for those of us who are looking at this impartially and not rooting for one thing or another to happen?
Yeah, it's absolutely fascinating from a legal perspective. And one of the things I do, as you know, is I'm a professor at Bentley University, and one of my courses is white collar crime. And so we were looking at the allegations that were brought here, and specifically against Paul Manafort, as well as George Papadopoulos pleading guilty. But with Manafort, it was fascinating. And one of the things is that he earned substantial monies as a foreign lobbyist and foreign advisor. And what he was doing was he was advising pro-Russian groups in the Ukraine and having substantial connections with Russia. And certainly this is appropriate for the Mueller investigation to do a detailed investigation to see what was the influence in the American election. And you know, it absolutely is proven that there was the influence and the intention by Russia. But the question is, you know, what was connection with Americans? So the defense of Manafort's people when they went into court this week was rather interesting, because they said the not disclosing of someone being a foreign lobbyist was such that since 1966, only six criminal cases have been filed for that, and only one person has been convicted. The prosecutors generally will have the option of dealing with this civilly and administratively, or making it a criminal case. So this is where both sides will be able to look at this, and his defenders, Manafort's defenders, will say, see, he is being charged criminally only because he is connected with Trump, And this is the Justice Department coming down on him when it should have been just a minor civil violation. The problem with that is it doesn't comport with the facts. And here's why it was a criminal violation. When you look at the other charges, it was not just a matter of him not declaring that he was a foreign lobbyist. He also did not disclose that he made this money on his income tax. So it was income tax avoidance. But more than anything else, it's money laundering. He bounced it from phony corporation to phony corporation. These are serious crimes. There's serious hiding.
Very interesting indeed. And I certainly want to get a little bit more into that after the break. 10-second answer. This is going to go deeper and it's going to go longer, isn't it?
Very much so. And you're going to see lower levels pleading and flipping and turning over higher levels. How high? Who knows?
Wow. All right. We are talking about the 10 most talked about topics on talk radio this past week, which is the basic format of this program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen has taken the weekend off. I'm the publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison. Steve Wiseman with me. Steve is a legal scholar. And we're going to wrap it up with some interesting insights into the week's events coming up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It is indeed the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We look back at all of the topics of conversation, the big ones on talk radio, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. Doug's taken the weekend off. It's Michael Harrison in the anchor chair, and Steve Wiseman, who is a noted attorney, and he's a scam fighter. He's the chief honcho over at Scamicide.com, which is the place to go to stay up on what you have to protect yourself from. Steve, we've been talking about the Mueller investigation, indictments, and of course, Russia. And another topic that's not on our survey, because it wasn't talked about that much, but it certainly is big news and very important. It ties into Russia, and that is the social media investigation and the testimony and the whole idea of whether social media can be regulated, whether it should be regulated. What's come out of all of this is that the Russians have indeed been active in trying to and perhaps very successful at influencing American public opinion, even stirring up trouble, the Black Lives Matter movement and all of that might have been exacerbated to one degree or another by all these ads. Do you think, as somebody who is very plugged into the process of scams on the Internet, have we reached a milestone, a watershed moment in terms of protecting the public, regulating the Internet, and looking at social media in a new light?
Yeah. First of all, we've got the general approval and agreement, even as late as last summer, Facebook was saying, no, we were not manipulated. Russians weren't using Facebook and Twitter and other social media for manipulation of the American public in the election and for sowing dissent. Now, everyone is on board with that, Republicans, Democrats, and social media. Acknowledge this happens. Democracy is dependent on the information that we get, and so many people get their information through social media, and Russia sowed dissent through doing this. And you had testimony, one of the best back and forths was the vice president and legal counsel for Facebook, and he was being probed by Al Franken, and Al Franken was saying, you were being paid by a group in rubles. You couldn't figure out that was Russia. And he went, and the lawyer was dodging. He's saying, it's rubles. How do you not know that's Russia? The issue is, it is such a significant thing to have the government, and there is such a potential downside of regulating the Internet, which is one reason for these hearings. It is to put the pressure on these companies to come up with internal regulations so that we can limit the way that information can be manipulated. And you mentioned the Black Lives Matter and the sowing of dissension. One thing that a lot of people missed in the Russian manipulation was it was just not all anti-Hillary stuff. It was things dealing with a range of topics from immigration to gun control to civil rights issues, all with the intention to sow dissent, to make Americans at each other. And in my class, I was going back to a classical villain who did this kind of subtle influence, and it was Iago from Othello. And they're sitting there going, Iago from Othello, and not understanding it. And then I found a piece that compared Iago to the Joker in the Batman movie, and it was amazing. They were Iago, the Joker, and the Russian influence was just done out of a small building that they use botnets of computers spewing out this stuff, not just in the United States but elsewhere, to totally influence and create a disinformation campaign to harm people and other societies. It's a huge problem and one they need to deal with.
I think that this is really the big story, and it's something that I hope people pay attention to. Thank you so much, Steve Wiseman. Scamaside.com, folks, check that out. It will be very helpful to you. And thank you, Doug Steffen. Doug will be back next week. And thank you, Kara Schillen, who running the controls and putting it all together and is the producer of this program, and to all our affiliates all across the country. If you ever want to get in touch with me, I'm michael@talkers.com. And check out my podcast, Up Close and Far Out, with Michael Harrison. And that's at upcloseandfarout.com. The music she's playing, so I'm going to say goodbye. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, everybody. Michael Harrison, see you next weekend right here in the co-host chair for the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.